Do you want help to manage your time? How can you make the maximum progress in the minimum time and effort? How can you better manage your time? It is important that you do, because time is strictly limited to 24 hours a day and you have to sleep. And you have to eat. And you have to spend time traveling. And you have to rest. And you have to talk to people about their day. And you have a social life. And so the amount of time you have to do progressive work is strictly limited. So you need to be operating according to the correct time management principles. Here are the correct principles of time management. 1. Decide upon your major goals and focus on them. Develop a mental attitude of goal focus. Those people who are goal focused, get their goals. Those people who are not, don't. The opposite of goal focused mentality is drifter mentality. Do you know any drifter types? They drift into work, a bit late, they drift around the office, they have no sense of urgency, no sense of drive, no sense that they are trying to achieve something specific. He is a nice guy, an intelligent guy, but he tends to drift. Compare that to the goal-focused person, who comes to work, in order to achieve a specific outcome. These people I call, laser-sighted. They have a mind, that is able to focus and concentrate their energy onto the achievement of a task, and, no matter what, they don't lose their concentration. This is the first and most important attribute of a time manager, a goal-focused mind. 2. Logical planner. The time manager operates according to a plan. They are not operating according to their moods. They are not operating according to chance environmental influences. They are not operating by looking at what the majority are doing. Instead, they are operating according to a plan that they wrote out in advance. Time managers always have two mental objects, a definite goal and a detailed written plan. I was talking to a friend who was bemoaning his lack of progress, and I asked him, "Lay, can I see your goals list, and your detailed written plans for their attainment?" He said, "What goals list? What plan? I don't have a goals list. I don't have a plan. I just take each day as it comes." I said, "How can you make progress towards a goal you never set, or on a plan you haven't written?" We all need two things, a definite goal and a detailed written plan. The third principle is 3. Prioritization. You cannot do everything at the same time. If you are concentrating, as you should be, then you can only do one thing well at a time. Therefore, you need to prioritize your tasks. Prioritize your tasks according to their value. Don't prioritize your task according to the likability of the task, meaning, don't say, "I'll do the things I like doing, and I'll put off the horrible tasks." Don't prioritize your tasks according to the easiness of the task, meaning, don't say, "I'll do the easy things first." Prioritize according the tasks according to their value and their deadline pressure. Do the high value, deadline driven things first. Crisis zone. Do the high value, not yet late things second. Productive zone. Do the lower value, not late things third. Busy zone. Do the lower value, not urgent things last, if at all. Fruitless zone. Be careful. Many people do things wrong. They spend endless time in the busy zone, doing lower value work when they should be in the productive zone, doing higher value productive work. Productive work is planning, preparation, prevention of avoidable error, protocols, making sales, making new opportunities, and solving problems before they have a chance to do any damage. If you do a lot of this type of productive work in advance of need, your Q1 crisis work drops off to a trickle. But most people spend too much time in the busy zone. They don't do enough planning, preparation and prevention, they don't make enough sales, they don't create opportunities and they don't solve problems before they have a chance to blow up into crisis. As a result of spending too much time in the busy zone and not enough time in the productive zone, they are in a perpetual state of crisis. Once you know what is productive, then do only that. The fourth principle is, don't be easily distracted. You need to stay on track and not be pushed off track by other people who are doing it wrong. Many people are floundering. They are breaking all the good time management rules we have been discussing. Many people are not goal-focused. Many people are acting according to their mood, not their plan. Many people seem to lack a plan. Many people don't seem to be prioritizing by task value. Instead, they are doing the things they want to do and avoiding the things they don't want to do. Many other people are busy, but not productive. They are having too many busy, but non-productive days. You need to ensure that the others do not knock you off track. If you are doing what we suggest here, if you are goal-focused, planning ahead, working on your productive list of tasks, and saying no to busy work and fruitless work, then you will be in the minority. Don't let others knock you off your track and drag you into the busy zone or the fruitless zone. The fifth principle is, work-life balance. Remember that you need to keep a balance between work and recuperation. Work hard. Then rest and recuperate. Then work hard. Then rest and recuperate. Then work harder. Then rest and recuperate. There are people who overdo a good thing and work without proper recuperation. And they end up burned out. All work is a form of stress, and all stress has three components: intensity, duration, and frequency. If you want to work intensely, which you should, then you need to manage both the duration and frequency of the work stress. Nobody can work intensely, frequently and for extended periods. You need to properly manage the intensity, duration, and frequency of your stresses. If you do, you will make fantastic progress and you'll probably live forever.